Hi, everyone. This is JJ, the co-founder of Good Pods. If you haven't heard of it yet, Good Pods is like Goodreads or Instagram, but for podcasts. It's new, it's social, it's different, and it's growing really fast. There are more than 2 million podcasts, and we know that it is impossible to figure out what to listen to. On Good Pods, you follow your friends and podcasters to see what they like. That is the number one way to discover new shows and episodes. You can find Good Pods on the web or download the app. Happy listening.
Welcome back to another episode of Gumbo. It's your boy over here. I got you on the game by game this week. It's already week 8, dog. It's a crazy week. We got the Vikings versus the Rams to start out. That's kind of a sicko game. A lot of rumors about Cooper Kupp being traded. Doubt that's going to happen before this game, folks. So you can go ahead and make sure to start him. Obviously, Cooper Kupp's going to be going off this week with his boy Matthew Stafford at the helm at quarterback. I think it's going to be a sicko return for Cooper Kupp. If it is one more ride with Matthew Stafford, then I would expect him to get like 10 catches. And realistically, he's probably going to be my starter of the week. Let's lock it in right now. Cooper Kupp, starter of the week. And then we're just looking for another flyer. You know, there's not a bunch for flyers this week. Obviously, y'all are probably starting Jordan Addison, but if you aren't, I would still probably throw him in there. Otherwise, fucking Jalen Naylor right now. I saw someone out there, motherfucker said that this guy was like Gabe Davis 2.0. Just either goes off or he doesn't do shit. So I kind of like that. Yo, we also got T-Hawk. He's questionable for Thursday. Again, y'all, I don't know how much I'm going to be starting this kid, even if he is back. I think it's going to be in a limited capacity if he does come back. So I'd probably hang a little bit loose on that for right now. I don't know if I'm going to be going with that, you know. And then who am I going to be sitting? I can't be sitting Aaron Jones. I fucking love that guy, even though he's a fucking Viking now. But it's one of those things, you know. If I got to sit someone, I'm probably going to be sitting maybe Matthew Stafford, realistically. I think that this Vikings defense is pretty sicko, and so I could see them kind of ruining them for a bit. I think Cooper Kupp could still get a bunch of catches and shit, but I think Matthew Stafford overall just isn't going to have the best game. Moving on to our Sunday afternoon, morning games, wherever y'all are at. We got the Eagles versus the Bengals. Kind of a sick matchup. We got Jalen Hurts versus Joey B. That's kind of sick. If I'm going to be sitting someone, let's go with a sit to start. I don't know if I'm going to be playing Zach Moss much anymore. It seems like Chase Brown, who I thought was going to be rolling to start the season, didn't necessarily start rolling. Now he is. I think he's going to be the lead back going forward, folks. So I would go ahead and get Chase Brown going in your fantasy lineups 100%. I really like him. Go ahead and start both wide receivers, Chase and Higgs, for sure. Go ahead and start A.J. Brown 100%. Devontae Smith, go ahead and do it. Goddard, if he's healthy, go ahead, but I'm not sure. Probably definitely start him if he's healthy, but he's questionable right now as of Wednesday evening. Y'all, I'd probably go ahead and not start the Eagles defense this week. They've just kind of been trash this year. Their defense 23 right now, so I wouldn't start them. And then a flyer for y'all. Let's go ahead and do Eric All, the tight end for the Bengals. I think that this guy is I like his talent a lot, folks. I know that not a lot of people like him, tight end 41 right now, but I think that there are some weaknesses in this Eagles defense, and I think that Eric All might just be finding a place in this offense. So I'm going to go ahead, and if you have to start a tight end, if you are looking for one out there, he might be one to pick up. All right, we're moving on to the Ravens versus the Browns at the Browns. I think this is going to be a cakewalk for the Ravens. If you got any of the Ravens, Lamar, DeHenny, Flowers, I'd even put Rashad Bateman in that pool right now. He's wide receiver 22, surprisingly. I never thought I'd see that day. But go ahead and start him at this point. If you got him in the flex, that's fucking sicko for you. I'd probably go ahead and start Andrews. That guy's starting to get it back again. He is tied to end 9 as we speak. Good for him. That's awesome. That's sick. And then, obviously go ahead and start Justin Tucker. And I don't know if you need to start Dustin Hopkins. I'd probably drop him at this point. Kicker number 25 for the Browns. And, definitely Ravens defense. Go ahead and you can start them this week. I'm not sure how I feel about Jerry Jeudy. It's kind of just ugly over there in Browns territory. So I'm not sure how I feel about all that, folks. I'd probably go ahead and probably sit just about anyone other than maybe Nick Chubb at this point. Boy, if you are out there, if you guys do like some motivation, Jameson Winston is going to be starting this week. So go ahead and, maybe at least roster him. Maybe your team needs some motivation if you're 0-7 at this point or what have you. So, go ahead and go do that, folks. All right. Moving on to the Titans versus the Lions. I think another cakewalk about go ahead and start most of your Lions. You know, if you have them, you got them. If I'm going to be throwing a flyer out there for y'all, though, maybe Tajay Spears, if he's healthy. I be liking his shit. He'd be a really good running back when he's out there, guys. So I really like Tajay Spears if he's healthy. I think that he might be able to vulture a tutty away from Pollard or something. I just really like Tajay Spears. So if he's healthy, maybe have him as your if I have just anyone out there that, you know, as a flyer from the Titans, because obviously there's not a lot going on over there. Maybe Ridley, but he's questionable. Maybe they got him out the door too. Who fucking knows at this point? That team's just kind of a dumpster fire. And then, you know, obviously Tyler Boyd might be getting a little bit more action now that D-Hop is gone. So another flyer for y'all, because he's super dependable and he was in this Brian Callahan system over when he was in the Bengals. So maybe he falls back onto him a little bit with this. So not a lot going on this week. I'd probably go ahead and sit Chig Okonkwo and definitely sit the Titans defense. Going ahead, not a lot going on in that game. I know, guys. I know. But we got the Colts versus the Texans next. Definitely some fantasy aspirations in this one for sure. I definitely think that A. Rich is still startable. I really do, guys. The last time that they played the Texans, he went for 28 points. Let's just go ahead and just hope that this guy can get it going at some point. I know a lot of y'all are like, oh, this guy's a high school quarterback, and I didn't want to believe it to start the season, but god damn it, this guy has to show me something, right? Gotta show me something. Jonathan Taylor, he's limited in practice right now. I fucking wish he could start this week. That'd be sicko. It'd be nice to have the band back together over there for the Colts. If I gotta sit someone this week, oof, that's tough, guys. You know how I hate sitting motherfuckers. But I'm probably gonna sit, I was gonna say Stefan, but he, just cause he a bitch. But I might sit Tank Dell. I don't know, he just hasn't been getting a lot of action, realistically. And the last time they played the Colts, he got 7 points. I don't know. I'm not gonna say sit him. I'm not going to. That's tough. AD Mitchell, you guys aren't starting him to begin with. Shit. Probably DP, Damien Pierce. Don't start him. Maybe that could be my sit of the week in this game. Otherwise, I mean, like, JT, if he's playing, I'd probably start him for sure. Pittman, he probably a decent start for you guys, but he's questionable as always. He's supposed to be on IR. Josh Downs is questionable. Alec Pierce isn't on the injury report, it looks like. I thought he was last week, but it looks like he's pretty much good to go. Obviously, Stephon Diggs, he's wide receiver 9, so go ahead and start him. Joe Mixon, he's crazy. He running back 17 right now. So definitely start him. And then CJ Stroud, that boy be wild, and go ahead and start him for sure. All right, now we got the Packers versus the Jags. A lot of people are saying that this is kind of one of those trap games for the Packers. It's going to be one of those games where, you know, it's a 2-5 team versus a 5-2 team in the Packers. Jags haven't really been good, but they just got a big win over the Patriots, right? Patriots aren't good, but they got a sizable win, it seemed like. They kind of ran away with it at the end, so that was kind of nice for them. Realistically, I think that the Packers are going to pop off again this week. J-Love start, Jacobs start. Emmanuel Lilson, he's kind of fallen off a little bit. He's currently running back 46. I don't know if I'm going to be starting him unless I'm absolutely fucking hurting. And that means, like, if I don't have I don't have anyone out there, I don't got no sleepers, I don't got no one, you know, like, on the waiver wire that Jaw's going to be hitting y'all with, you know, like, he's a tough one, you know, like, I'm not going to, he's definitely going to be one of my sleepers, right? Like, he definitely could be one of the guys that's a flyer for this week, but I don't know if he could be my flyer of the week, right? Obviously, if you got Jayden Reed, go ahead, start him. Dobbs, start him. See what? I don't know if I'm starting him. He's questionable again. He has an ankle. Gosh, that's crazy. I don't know about that motherfucker. I'd probably start Devontavian Wicks this week. I'd probably start him. And then Bo Melton, I don't know if I'm starting him. So, yeah, if I got a flyer, maybe Dontavian might be my flyer for this game. Christian Kirk, I think that you could probably keep him on the bench this week. Brian Thomas Jr. is a fucking beast. He's fucking wide receiver 6 as a rookie. I don't know who fucking was sleeping on him. Probably me, but it is what it is, right, folks? Take Bigsby. Start him. ETN, questionable. He was limited with a hammy today, Wednesday. I probably going to start him if he's healthy, right? But if he is still limited on Friday, I probably won't start him realistically. And then T-Law, it's tough to say I'm going to start him against this Packers squad. They're really tough right now, this defense. I probably start the Packers defense this week for sure. Moving on, we're going to go to the Cardinals versus the Dolphins. Kind of a dog track of a fucking game. We got Kyler Murray versus Tua Tagovailoa is supposed to possibly come back. He was limited in practice today on Wednesday. So we'll see if he goes or not. That's kind of crazy if he does play. I don't know if I'm starting him right away, though. That's kind of crazy. He might be coming out in a vengeance, though, and we all might fucking just see a 40 bomb from him. Who knows? James Conner, definitely starting him. Probably going to start Harrison. Michael Wilson might get a flex start. And, Jalen Waddle is questionable right now. Tyreek Hill, he's been so up and down this year. Like, obviously, he just doesn't have a quarterback to fucking throw him the ball, right? I probably still start him, though, right? Like, just in case. He probably moved to your guys' flex at this point. But I'm still probably starting Tyreek, especially if Tua's back. Devon Achane, he definitely getting a start from me. And then, I don't know if I want to start Raheem, right? I don't know if I want to do that quite yet. So maybe I want to sit Raheem Mostert in this game. Go ahead and sit him. All right, we got the Jets versus the Patriots. Oh my God, another dog track of a game. These fucking Nooners aren't very great. Kind of weird. We got Aaron Rodgers versus Drake May. Aaron Rodgers, I think, has to light this team on fire. Otherwise, this season's going to go to hell, right? Like, he needs to make a defining win here. So, with that being said, definitely start his receivers, that being Adams, Wilson, even start Lazard at this point. He's going to be my he's definitely going to be my start of the week if he is, if you're looking for a flyer. So, Alan Lazard, flyer for sure. Jets defense, probably got to start them, right? If you got him, Breece Hall, Braylon Allen at this point, go ahead and start both those cats. Probably Breece Hall more than Braylon, right? Last week, Braylon Allen only had a 9% snap count. Obviously, they weren't doing very much against the Steelers, so it is what it is. So definitely start Breece Hall, Braylon Allen. That's only like if you're like digging for a running back, right? Like what I was saying before, like with Emmanuel Wilson, if you're digging for a running back, I'm probably going Braylon Allen before Emmanuel, but take that as you will, right? Ramon Stevenson, if he's starting, I'm probably playing him. He's still running back 32. I'm not starting Drake May, and then I'm probably not starting any of these wide receivers realistically. Moving on, that was a shit game. I'm sorry, guys. Moving on to the Falcons versus the Bucs. Oh my God, what's gonna happen with the Buccaneers, guys? They just lost two of their top wide receivers for a substantial amount of time. Godwin probably not going to come back and play for this team ever again. Evans, you're hoping that he's back. Hopefully he doesn't land on IR, right? Oh my God, I know that I had Godwin in one of my leagues, so if you're out there, folks, I pray for you guys too. Oh, that stunk, and I'm so sorry to you, Godwin. That's too bad. That's crap injury to happen to you like that in garbage time and everything like that. I'm so that's terrible. All right. So let's go ahead. Let's get our starts, our flyers, and our sit. Definitely going to start Kirk Cousins this week. Definitely going to start Braylon Bijan, right? Definitely got to start him. We got Tyler Allgeier. I don't know if I'm going to start him. He's still running back 38. So, again, if you're digging for a running back, I definitely would start him for sure. Drake London, I hate this motherfucker, but he's wide receiver 3. Holy shit. That's crazy. Yeah, start him, guys. I'll officially fucking say it. You can go ahead and start Drake London. Darnell Mooney, I'd start him still. And then old Ray McLeod, I don't know if I'm going to start him this week. He needs to get another bounce back week before I think I start him. Definitely going to start both the running backs on the Buccaneers, though. Rashad White, he had a crazy game this last week. 2 touchdowns. Go ahead and keep starting him. He's going to be probably a wide receiver on that team going forward, if you ask me. And then you got old Buck Irvs. He's having a hell of a season. I'm so sorry that I slept on him. I loved him coming out of Oregon. I just didn't know if his speed was going to translate or not, running like a 4.6 or whatever. A 4.6 or whatever the fuck it was. So it is what it is, guys. But I really like Bucky. And then these wide receivers, I probably am going to go ahead and flex Jalen McMillan. I like him, right? I liked him coming out of Washington, so I'm probably going to keep striving with him. And then Sterling Shepard seemed to be getting a lot of work there towards the end. So go ahead and probably go with him. And Cade Otton was a fucking dog. So I'd go ahead and start him this week if you need a tight end. Saints versus Chargers. Oh my God, this is kind of a mid-off again. So I'm not starting Rattler. If you need a quarterback, you might be digging for Herbert at this point. The Steelers or this Saints defense hasn't kind of in the trash lately. They just gave up a shit ton of points to the Broncos, who aren't a good defense or a good offense whatsoever. And so it might be one of those plays where you might, just go ahead and try that. I know that they're ranked number 9 as far as defenses. I'm not sure if I'm going to start the Saints defense this week. I think that they're kind of just a shit fire at this point. Probably going to start the Chargers defense, though. Probably going to start them. Ladd McConkey, he probably get a start from me if he were to go. He just missed with a hip, so that's kind of ass. And then, you guys remember when we thought that Quentin Johnston was the fucking real thing? I don't know if he's going to fucking keep being the real thing or not. I don't know. Probably not going to start him this week, folks. Probably not going to start him. J.K. Dobbins continue to get the start for sure. And then Kamara, if he's going, he's starting. You know how it is with that, especially with the shit fucking quarterback they have going on right now. Moving on to the other 3 o'clock game, we got the Bills versus the Seahawks, which is a sick game. Thank God at least we got a couple of decent matchups this week. Probably going to go ahead and start both quarterbacks here. Go ahead and start James Cook and Kenneth Walker as well. Maybe Charbonnet, if you need a running back, I might start dipping with him a little bit as well. I like Amari Cooper, Khalil Shakir, Keon Coleman. I like all 3 of those guys to start in some sort of capacity for you. I also like DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, and JSN, obviously. And I started at capacity. Go ahead and start those cats. Kincaid could get a start from me if you ask me. Noah Fant's kind of been making a little bit of a resurgence here the last couple weeks, but he's limited with a knee right now, so I'm not sure. Keep watching that. If you need a tight end, you might be able to start him. And then I'm not sure if I'm going to start either of his defenses. This might be a fucking this might be a full-on fucking just shoot-off. It might be there to the end. It might be 40 burgers on both sides. So I probably won't start either of these defenses. If you do, you're probably hoping for a touchdown in some sort of capacity from either or. But, yeah, that's all I got to say about those teams right now. Moving on to another mid-off, we got the Panthers versus the Broncos. Not really a lot to say about this other than Bryce Young probably starting this week with Andy Dalton having a sprained thumb. So you can go ahead and downgrade all those wide receivers again. Chuba Hubbard, he'd probably go ahead and get a start this week. Jonathan Brooks is limited in practice today, so that was interesting to see. Might be coming off pup soon. That'd be sicko. Go ahead and start the Broncos defense, though, for sure this week. I don't know if you like Sutton. He got a zero last week. The week before, he had 13. I don't know if this motherfucker had a target. Yeah, he didn't have a target last week. So I don't know if I'm going to... Maybe a flex or something. But that's crazy. He had no fucking targets last week. And then, Javonte Williams. Go ahead and start him. He had fucking 24 last week. And then Bo Nix, surprising quarterback 14 right now. So if you're scratching for a quarterback out there, I don't know. We'll see what happens, right? Maybe you can go ahead and sneak a start from him this week. It's not going to be a very good defense from the Panthers. So if you're scratching for a fucking QB, I hate to say it, but maybe Bo Nix might be a cat. Moving on to the Chiefs versus the Raiders. That's a wild game. Chiefs 100% gonna fucking just roll these cats. You know how it be. Definitely starting Mahomes. Definitely starting Kareem Hunt at this point. Remember when we all thought that Carson Steele was gonna be a fucking dog for this team? That was supposed to be the days. I know I spent a lot of fab on him. Let's go ahead and reminisce on that for a second, guys. Fuck! Is what it is. Alright, we're moving on. Go ahead and start these wide receivers, though, for the Chiefs. You got Xavier Worthy, D-Hop. I doubt I'm starting Hardman. I know Ja's going to hate me saying that, but I'm not starting Hardman. Can't do it. And then Travis Kelce definitely getting a start. Go ahead and start the Chiefs defense. Pretty much staying away from a lot of these Raiders. Going to probably pick up Bowers. Start him if you can. And then Jacoby Myers dealing with an ankle still. So do with that as you will. I doubt I'm going to start him. And then Alexander Mattison, I don't think I'm going to start him against this defense. This Chiefs defense is pretty crazy this year. They're doing really well against the run from what I remember. So I'll probably go ahead and not start Alexander Mattison. If you ask me, I probably wouldn't do it. All right, moving on to the Browns versus the Commanders. The Bears versus the Commanders. Jesus Christ. Caleb Williams is kind of having a year as a rookie. We got both these rookies going at it. We'll see if Jaden Daniels were to go. He's still dealing with those ribs. Kept on out of practice today. So I don't know if he's going to start this week. I have him on my bench right now. I got Geno starting in as a replacement if you are lucky enough to have that. But regardless, I'm still going to probably start Scary Terry, regardless if it's Mariota or if it's Daniels. I like Brian Robinson still to start. He's back and healthy, so I really like him. I like Zach Ertz either or. I think that both these cats really like to target him in the middle, so go ahead and start Zach Ertz. And then as far as these Bears, I'm probably going to start DJ Moore. I don't know if I'm going to start Dunze, but they have, I feel like, been trying to feature Keenan Allen. He had two touchdowns the week before this bye week, right? So maybe they keep to target him. I would like that as a Keenan Allen holder, so would be sweet. Otherwise, DeAndre Swift probably going to be a decent start for you this week as well. Moving on to the Sunday night game, we got the Cowboys versus the 49ers. Kind of should have been a sick game, but both these teams kind of suck this year. Go ahead. If you have both, either of these quarterbacks, I'd probably start them regardless of what you feel about their records or whatever. Jordan Mason, probably a decent start for you at this point. You know how it be. He's running back 9, right? So, obviously. Not sure if Isaac Grando is going to be any sort of starter for you this year. I like Deebo Samuel this week if he's able to go. He's back with the team on Wednesday, but he didn't practice. He's dealing with pneumonia, so you know how that be. If you don't, it sucks. So I don't know if he's going to start this week. I doubt it. I'll probably put him in your IR, try to pick up someone else in a replacement. Again, go listen to Jaws' podcast. He has some of those sleepers for you along with some of those waiver pickups. And then Juwan Jennings, if he's able to go, I'd probably start him. And then who would think that Ricky Pearsall, the guy who got shot, would be the healthiest wide receiver on this team right now? Kind of wild. Probably starting Kittle, or definitely starting Kittle. I was going to say I'm going to start Jake Ferguson from the Cowboys as well. And then, obviously, you got CeeDee Lamb, and I even like Jalen Tolbert as well for starters from the Cowboys, along with Dowell. Yeah, a lot of people over there. So, a lot of fantasy implications, guys. Obviously, if you don't know who to start or there's too many people to pick from, you can always just hit us up at the Gumbo Pod. Finishing off with the Monday night game, though, we got the Giants versus the Steelers. Probably going to stay away from as many of these cats as I can. Probably going to start George Pickens. Malik Nabers probably would get that start, though. He's still wide receiver 15, so that's always sicko. Wandale Robinson might get a start. I don't know. It's tough. This is going to be a really tough defense for the Giants. If anything, I'm probably going to be starting more Steelers than anything. Definitely the Steelers defense. Give me George Pickens to start this week for sure. And then I'm probably going to stay away from most of these running backs for the Steelers outside of Najee. I might get him a flex play this week. It's been kind of a carousel over there, so it's tough to say. But I'd be able to say that you could go ahead and throw Najee Harris in your flex. Damn, guys, that was a lot of games to go through, and it was only under 30 minutes. Hopefully we can keep doing it that way. If you guys want me to go a little bit more in depth, obviously let me know. But, yeah, I would obviously say that at this point in fantasy, y'all know who the offenses are, who are well-oiled machines. And, obviously, there's always points out there for the teams that aren't always great. But you got to dig a little deeper for those, right? And that's why you got the sits, the starts, and the flex, and the flyers from Dugo. You know how it'll be. I hope y'all keep it back. Keep coming back and keep it lit. This is Dugo. Peace.